Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. It is a great day. It's Tuesday. Three more days till Friday. It's just, you know, one of those great days. A wonderful summer day. We're going to jump right into the news here. Our final look this morning, 8:40 in the morning. Take it away.
The Radio Alice Report.
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by All Natural Stone. If you're building a new home or remodeling, All Natural Stone is the place to go for your kitchen, bathrooms, fireplaces, flooring, outdoor kitchens, pools, outdoor fire, everything. They got so much stuff. And they're for residential or commercial projects. So check out All Natural Stone. They're open by appointment in Berkeley, Burlingame, San Jose, and Dublin. And online Dublin. At allnaturalstone.com. That's where we got our stuff, and our kitchen is killer. Came out great.
Got a good kitchen.
Mm-hmm. Weird thing, though, is that when you get the kitchen all dialed the way we have, people are in it all the time. So if you're trying to sneak food, you're going to get caught.
Yeah. Yep.
They're always in the kitchen. People won't
Speaking
leave.
Speaking from experience, I see.
Yes, absolutely. Yeah. The kitchen has now become everyone's parking space, which is, I guess, a good thing.
Yes. Yay. That's the heart of the home, right?
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. All well, right.
That's why you need another fridge in the garage.
Right. Thank you. Here's what's happening. So it looks like as we're headed back to school, it was more important than ever that we had up-to-date data on all of the coronavirus testing. Unfortunately, we've had a data glitch. In fact, it came to light right after Gavin Newsom had finished speaking about how California's looking better and better. And then the glitch in the reporting system suddenly made him look less than current. Now they've fixed that system, and so hopefully he's come out now to say that it looks like we'll have more up-to-date info and we will be able to get, because there are 38 counties now on the watch list. That means that you can't open your schools, among other things, and so this information needs to be current, up-to-date, and correct in order for schools to be able to say we can bring the kids back. There have to be a specific number of days. I think it's 2 weeks before a school can have in-person education. So,
2 weeks without a case?
Right.
Okay.
So
in the whole county? Wow, that's quite amazing.
No. Not 2 weeks without a case. There's a certain number. There's a threshold that needs to be met.
Okay.
It's not, no. We're nowhere near that yet. We're not New Zealand. And even New Zealand, after 100, I think it was like 100 days without anyone reporting coronavirus, they've just found another person with it. So we're not going to have that until we have a vaccine. And yes, Russia has the vaccine. It's just.
It's very expensive.
Yes, that's the problem, right?
But for you, we work something out.
Right.
No, it's perfectly safe. Don't worry.
Yes, right.
Just take a shot. It's fine.
The third round of testing in Russia begins tomorrow, but they say they've cleared this vaccine for their people.
And I gave to my kids.
Russian president, he said in finger quotes.
I'm
Russian
elected.
Leader, right, exactly. He says, I've fed this thing to my daughter. Don't worry about it. So that's good news.
I fed to my ugliest daughter. The one I'm most dispensable. Dispendable. Expendable.
Listen, don't we worry. Understand. There's a language barrier. It's fine. You're having trouble finding the right word. It's all good.
I don't know the word. Right. You Americans, as you English speakers say.
Right.
Vladimir Putin.
Sorry, I can hear that coming in from, like, you know, down the street. I can hear it coming my way.
It's creeping up slowly.
He's a creeper.
Is that? Hold on, is that? Yes, it is.
Vladimir Putin. Oh my God! Oh Jesus! That took my head clean off.
Is that guy still living in Russia? What's that guy's name? That's
Seagal.
Not Van Damme.
Yeah,
Steven Seagal.
Seagal. He's in living in Russia, right?
Oh, is
no
he?
One knows.
I thought
no one has
so.
Seen
Let me
him
check
before.
On that.
That was his whole deal.
He has disappeared. No one knows.
Well, this is interesting PR for Chihuahuas as my only... Well, actually, I take that back because Yuzette had the best luck with Chihuahuas and always seemed to find really, really nice ones. Like,
yes,
so
right.
fun and nice.
Yeah.
My true experience with one was my grandma had one named Rocky. It was this... This is where my description, the shaking like a... You could hear this dog shook so much that her little fingernails would clack on the hardwood floor at my grandma's. And this is just prior to her sprinting across the room to truly bite you wherever she could reach. So I haven't always been the biggest fan of that particular brand of dog until I met, of course, again, Yuzette had great ones. So this guy, though, this is a hero dog. Check this out. An 86-year-old Navy vet named Rudy Armstrong lives on a houseboat in North Carolina with his Chihuahua Boo-Boo.
Oh, Boo-Boo. Rudy and Boo-Boo.
Last week, Rudy had a stroke, and he couldn't get to his phone to call for help because he couldn't move one of his arms or legs. He said, quote, "Okay, Boo-Boo, go get me some help." And Boo-Boo did it.
Well,
she went running off the boat and brought back the dock master, who called 911. Rudy was in the hospital for 5 days before he was reunited with Boo Boo. Quote, "I've got tears running out of my eyes. I missed her so much."
Hey, Boo Boo.
Very
good dog.
Cute,
that's
right?
solid. That's a very Lassie moment.
Yeah.
You know, dogs really, they love you. They want to help. Only some of them can understand English. That's the problem with dogs. You know, that's a good dog. Boo-Boo's a good dog. You know, they say that dogs can smell sickness on you. And I wonder
they do
if,
say that.
You know, if he couldn't pet the dog like you normally, the dog is like, "I got to go get this. Is ridiculous. Something's going on here. I don't know what it is. I'm just a dog, but I'm going to get some help." That might even be what he's saying to me.
Most people train their dogs with little snacks. So here's a guy having a stroke, and he's looking at the milk bones across the houseboat there thinking, "Oh, no, this dog only moves for food."
We'll move for food. Hey, Boo-Boo.
So,
that's a good dog. Wow, that's a solid dog. I mean, you wouldn't expect it.
Keep your Scooby snacks handy. In case you need to inspire your dog to save your life.
But then they're just sitting there waiting for you to give them another one. Oh, you got the snacks? All right. I'll just be here.
I am I'm hesitant to even read this. I don't want to promote people throwing parties during the pandemic, but I do have one way you can do a little get-together if you're, you know, inclined.
Responsible.
They say you have to do it outdoors to begin with. If you're going to do this, you have to have a backyard like Sarah's, which will create the kind of spacing that allows you for friends. You can't pack indoors. They also say, do not do a buffet type thing. Make individual meals like sandwiches where it's here's your sandwich and here's your bag of chips. So you might hit, for example, Michael Sourdough and get enough sandwiches that everyone
Great
gets
idea.
Their own and there's not any kind of mixing or...
Right.
Serve individual drinks as well. So the Kool-Aid bucket,
no good. Yeah, no.
The jungle juice, no. You can't just fill a cooler full of every booze in the house with fruit and call that, you know, the party
trough.
What do you? Yeah, that's not going to work. To keep the dessert simple, they say cookies and cupcakes work better than a big cake. Have extra stuff like hand sanitizer set out, which I do see, you know, all of these local stores, they all have the big, you know, tub of sanitizer.
I appreciate that. I'm like, oh, good.
I do too.
I'll touch your stuff and then I'm going to squirt that.
Right. So anyway, have plenty of that around and disposable face masks if anyone needs one. But that's one way you can have a couple people over responsibly. If you're, you know, look, I get it. You've been alone far too long. Or at least some of you have. The rest of you are at the beach right now. You're already there.
Right. You love the beach so much. No one's taking the beach away from you.
Right. Let's see here. What's my time? Oh, okay. I have plenty of time. Oh, this is, well, it's good and bad news. If you're a person who's decided to make a living doing physical work, like, you know, roofers, tile, construction, cabinets, you know, your dick.
Yeah, Dick and Chumley Construction Company. Sure, that's how he makes his living.
Unfortunately, they say, well, on top of his body breaking down from all the physical labor, he's also not getting the, they say here, from a study out of Cambridge, that for people who do office jobs, your brain stays sharper as you get older.
Oh, really?
Especially compared to people in more physical jobs. So, and there's, you know, not only is your body breaking down, but they say you're not keeping your noggin
Richard,
sharp either.
Geez, you know, that's
bummer,
well, yeah, I don't know. They got to do calculations and stuff. Richard does pretty good math.
Oh, does he?
Yeah, he's, you know, he's pretty good. He knows all the latest, all the latest tips and tricks and stuff too. You know, he's on top of his game. Keep at it, Richard. You're doing all right. You know, your knees. I hear you. You're back. I hear you.
Researchers, anyway, they just say desk jobs, even boring ones, are more mentally challenging than physical jobs. But I agree with you. If you don't know your math and you can't figure stuff out, you find yourself just going, "I can't do this project. I don't know how to what the middle of anything is."
I go like this, Riley, can you come do some math for me?
There you go.
He had to calculate.
He can too,
pitch
right?
He did, yeah. He calculated the pitch on this roof we were building. I'm like, all right, sounds good.
Are you serious?
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
I know. I was like, that is amazing.
Very nicely done. Yeah, my uncle did construction, and he was a. This is my
Uncle
John? That mounted my... No. My Uncle Bill is the guy who mounted my butt on that plaque thing that we did.
Well, I don't care where he did it, but the fact that he mounted it was important.
Right. But he's a guy who's, you know, in his older age, he's, man, physical labor. You might as well have been a football player.
It's
you know?
Tough. I mean, it is.
Hard work.
Yeah.
Bill?
It's really tough, and a lot of times because it's not a, you know. Thank you, Daryl. Never mind.
That's all it took.
Well, you know, look.
Daryl?
Daryl, how are you? It's Bill. Sarah, it's Bill. I'm Daryl. Yes, you. How do we even get on
May?
This again? Uncle Bill. Uncle Daryl.
Oh,
yeah,
that was
you.
Fun. Thank you, Brynn. That was a nice...
Oh, it's my pleasure.
Our text number is 800-400-3697. Here's some of the stuff that you guys said.
Thanks, you guys.
Brynn, save that Sarah soundbite. I'll touch your stuff. Oh, I can't even read that part. Whoa.
What?
Yikes.
What happened?
I don't know what you said earlier, but I...
What did I say?
Taking that. Oosh.
Taken out of context, what?
I don't know. There's some squirting going on. Something. Mm-hmm.
I don't know.
My teenage son had leukemia. I got him a puppy the first year of treatment. The dog's behavior changed when my son was feeling terrible or was having a medical issue. She's now 6 and very protective. That is awesome. And I'm sorry
dogs
about
can
your
be
son.
Amazing.
I hope that he is okay. That's got to be very difficult.
I can't imagine it. Like, no child should get cancer. That's just like the unfairness of the universe right there.
Nope, I agree. Hey, Vinny, on Saturday or Sunday, Mark Wahlberg gave a shout out to Specialized. I totally thought of you in the show. Super cool for him to show them love. Yeah, Specialized is right down the street. They're a local company. And talk about coming through for us.
No doubt.
Every Christmas, they donate bikes to our Toys for Tots drive, and not one or two, like tons of them.
Yep,
and they have for many years.
Ready to go. Yep.
So if you buy a bike anytime, ever, please buy Specialized.
Think of Specialized.
Good news. Good about the 90s. Wait, what that was? Oh, I can't. That's, I don't have the rest of that text. I'll piece these together and get back to you after these messages.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.